Hello, Dr. Hodgins. Kathy speaking.
Hi, it's Seppa from the office of Dr. Lauren Galt, respiratory and sleep physician. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling in regards to Fiona Sorbello. We received a referral from Dr. Hodge, Liz Hodge.
Yeah.
And we're just wondering, the patients finally got in touch with us and we were able to offer an appointment for her, but it won't be until the new year.
Mm-hmm.
She does have an expired referral. It will expire by next year. I was just wondering if Dr. Hodge would be willing to do another referral for her.
Can you give me her patient's name so I can hop on the phone? I didn't catch who you said, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Sorbello is the surname. Date of birth is 10th of the 6th, 74.
What's the first name?
Fiona.
Fiona?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 10/6/74. Okay, I'm just hopping in the file.
Thank you.
So we referred, back in December 24. So has she never seen her yet?
No, I think the patient's been away and come back and, yeah, there's been a factor of things. So we finally got all the ducks in a row and she's booked in for an appointment with us in the new year.
I think it's likely to be fine. I'm just looking. Hang on. The only thing would be if we've discharged her and then I don't know if it's all
okay.
Yeah,
I did tell the patient she's
discharged.
No worries.
So
that's okay. I'll get it to
do. Got the information from Liz
her.
That was relevant then, but yeah, if she could get one from her GP or any GP, that would probably be better. Otherwise, we would have helped, but because she's been discharged and it's been some time,
a
year, I think she probably would be less inclined.
Yes.
Let me
no
know
worries.
If you get into trouble, though, okay?
That's okay. I did forewarn the patient. I said,
most
likely if the specialist can't, you might have to go back to your GP. She's like, okay, that's fine.
I'll
try anyway.
Worth a try, yeah. All right, okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye.